This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. The topic is the listing of the lesser prairie chicken as a threatened species and the Natural Resources Conservation Service Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative and its underlying proposition that range management practices that are good for the bird also are good for ranching and lead to improved rangeland health. This time, we visit a couple ranchers in the Oklahoma Panhandle who are participating in the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative.
A lot of people want to say this is a prairie chicken program. I don't think that's the right way to look at it.
Meet Jordan Shearer, a rancher at Slapout, Oklahoma.
A prairie chicken is an indicator species of a healthy landscape, and I think that's the goal, is, you know, good stewardship will inevitably create good wildlife habitat. And if the soil's healthy, I guarantee you the wildlife are going to be healthy, and the cattle are going to be healthy.
Shearer's operation includes about 65 mama cows. He also grows some wheat and livestock forage, and he runs stocker cattle when he can. We can't talk much about ranching in this region without at least mentioning the horrific 2 to 3 year drought of 2010, 11, and 12. Shearer's participation in the NRCS Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative meant some income from deferred grazing, which he says has helped a lot.
The prescribed grazing component for me, where I cash rent most of my acres, it's very beneficial. I want to see the wildlife flourish, and that's one of my goals, but it's hard to get there financially sometimes.
So those payments for grazing deferment help offset his lease payments.
And furthermore, there are increased incentives under the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative for invasive species removal. We've actually had some mesquite trees that we've treated, and we're also battling the eastern red cedar.
Lauren Sizelove ranches about 8 miles away from Jordan Shearer. Sizelove brings an interesting perspective to the discussion. He's the county extension agent for Beaver County.
I've been in this position a little over a year. I've been in ranching 30-plus years. I'm in this job because of the drought. In 2011, we was in pretty heavy drought. I said it's either spend a lot of money to try to maintain or hunker down in defensive mode, and that's what I chose to do.
He depopulated his herd by two-thirds.
After that process, our county agent chose to move. I kicked it around a little bit and finally decided this is an opportunity that won't come around very often. So.
His participation in the NRCS Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative has resulted in payments for deferred grazing and for deferred calving. You know, for a rancher, having to say goodbye to two-thirds of your herd, that's tough.
Are you a genetics guy? Did it just break your heart to have to disperse the cows, or not so much?
Well, you know, I didn't think it would, but it did. We had done some pretty intensive AI work in the late 90s, early 2000s, and had improved, I felt like, our cow herd greatly, and it is tough. You work all these years, and you have to make the choice. You know, it's, what do you do now? Do you take a risk and try to hopefully get rains in the near future, or if it doesn't, then it may put you in a position that, you know, financially, that it's, you know, makes life very, very difficult.
Through these opportunities, working as the county extension agent and participating in the Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative, Sizelove has been able to continue doing what he loves, ranching. Learn more about how NRCS's Lesser Prairie Chicken Initiative is encouraging good range management practices while boosting the birds' habitat, and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country is a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.